Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Really, I'm sad.
All right, we are back. Frank and Martin here till 12 o'clock. Actually, I have a 11:45 meeting. You're going to chat with Dino at 11:45.
The Dino Show returns tonight at 11 o'clock here on 590 The Fan.
It's a good night to return, too, with everything going on in the sports world. He'll be commenting on the football game, of course, and the Blues and Flyers.
You can chime in on Jordan Binnington's first start. That's right, the NHL debut tonight in Philly for Binnington. Jake Allen gets the night off because they're playing tomorrow night. But the Jake Allen scenario, this is what's it's part of what's frustrating with this team. Is just when you just a little centimeter of you says, maybe they could turn
it around. After that game Thursday.
Yeah, like maybe, and then they're up 2-0. You're like, you know what? They're kind of rolling now. They could beat the Islanders. They're up 2-0. And not only do they lose, Jake Allen sort of wets the bed and then even says after the game, you know, that's on me. And I'm like, it's just getting old. And they're obviously they're not a terrible team.
No, not they have too much talent to be terrible.
But
absolutely.
The season's been borderline terrible.
Did you hear the Kerber stat today?
That's unbelievable. That's a great stat.
Barbashev more.
No, Sundqvist.
Sundqvist more even strength. Barbashev, what am I saying?
Sundqvist has 7 even strength goals. Tarasenko has 5.
That's your 2019 St. Louis Blues.
And that's a great stat by the play-by-play guy who's not on here to crush the team. It's just a fact. And you can draw your own conclusions from it.
I wonder if this could be an interesting game tonight in terms of Jordan Binnington, if he's really good, and then you'd have this. Let's say he gets a shutout. I know that Jake is scheduled to play tomorrow, but if a goaltender gets a shutout in the past, he gets the next start. I mean, maybe this could change the season if Jordan Binnington is really good tonight.
Yeah, it probably won't happen, but it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Even if he just gives up one goal and has 28 saves, if he just looks good. And then tomorrow night, Jake Allen has one of his off nights, which he's prone to have. That's the tricky thing. He's not a terrible goalie. We know that. He's had moments where he looks really good. But you have zero faith in him as the guy moving forward that's going to lead you deep into a playoff run. When they made a playoff run the last time, it was him and Brian Elliott tag teaming. Last year, Carter Hutton was the best goalie
absolutely
on the team.
Yeah. A couple of quick texts. We have some great text here today. Gibby, one of my favorites. Frank, I don't understand how anyone from STL could root for the Rams. Kroenke poisoned the water hole. I'm telling you, there are some kids out there, including Ahmad Hicks from Channel 5, who actually roots hard for the Rams. They're my team. They're my team. Check to see the last time Dallas won a home playoff game, I believe 1993. Wear a dickie, Frank. Are
no,
you?
Okay,
do you know what a dickie
go,
is, Matt? That's kind of an old time.
Years ago, at home in the playoughs, it was a controversial game. It was the game before
was
the
Calvin
Dez Bryant.
Johnson.
Yeah,
that
it was
right before the Dez game.
They got a lucky call. Then the next week they got.
Do you know what a dickie is?
Yeah, it's just the turtleneck collar, and it just like ends here. It's the weirdest thing in the world.
I don't think they make them anymore.
Thank God.
And then everybody.
Jay Rando Senior might have a couple in the closet we could borrow.
How about catfish? TVG went sans tie. TVG on Channel 4 wore one in the 70s. And that's from a gentleman by the name of Mike Hunt.
As you also had Paul Alexander at Channel 4 was always the three-piece suit guy, right?
Yeah.
Kind of a big fat tie with the vest.
He was pretty good, by the way.
He was good. And he kind of had that Texan vibe. And when he was covering football.
He worked really hard, too.
I think he hosted a lot of those Hannafin shows, too, didn't he?
He'd be live
at, like, Thermals or what was the bar? South City. The head coach would be sitting at a smoky bar, not a stretch for Hanny, but they would take call. I love that show.
Yeah.
It was Sunday night. It was the night, you know, they probably lost to the Redskins or the Eagles, and they'd be over in a smoky bar, like, taking questions from people in the bar.
I was hosting a wildly popular show on KWMU, listened to by my father and Mike Claiborne's father, and Mike was a frequent guest. And I couldn't understand because I would call Paul Alexander because I liked him so much on the air. Hey, could you be on my Sunday night talk show? And he would always turn me down because I'm too busy. I thought to myself, you're too busy for 20 minutes? And then later I got into it. Yeah, you are too busy
like
on Sunday night
like
to do 20 minutes.
It's the worst night
you
could possibly have. So, where did he go from
he
here?
He went to San Antonio, and then he got into the car business.
Okay.
So you and I will probably be at Bomberito very shortly, or Offenberg, one of those
two. I think we'd fit right in with our turtlenecks and our dickies.
That's right.
The only Dickie that I owned was from my Charlie McCarthy doll. Remember those old...
Charlie McCarthy?
The comedian? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a ventriloquist. Yeah. When I was a kid, I got one of those for Christmas.
No.
And you, you would learn like the, and everybody was terrible at it.
Do you still have it?
I could find it in the basement. Absolutely.
I want to see you.
This is part of the problem.
See you do a ventriloquist act.
Kim says there's so much crap that you don't need that you have. I'm like, oh, that's my box from being a kid over there. And one time I pulled it out. She said, get that out of the house. It looks like the Chucky doll.
You're just keeping a Chucky doll in your basement just to sit there and marinate.
Maybe Carson will want to be a ventriloquist.
Okay. And that doesn't you want to leave that possibility out there in the world to potentially
law
happen.
Law school, med school, ventriloquism. Huh?
Like that.
Okay. Show some care for your child and burn
it. Enterprise Center. That guy with the puppet.
Jeff Dunham.
He's playing the Enterprise Center.
And he's also critically reviled now after saying some horrible things.
Yeah, but he's wealthy. But anyways, I want to do a new segment on the show, either in this hour or the next hour. Ask Charlie McCarthy, and I want people to call in and ask the dummy questions, and then you can bring the dummy in.
It had a little booklet.
Notice how Hoff pointed to you and said, "Ask the dummy questions." I just want to point out.
I'm not calling you a dummy. You're going to be holding it. You're the ventriloquist. That's your role.
That's the most cliche joke in ventriloquism, where you just say, "I'm here with the dummy." Look it up. The picture of Charlie McCarthy, a little doll, cute little fella, but it still freaks you out. He came with his own Dickie. And I feel like if this was TMA, we couldn't have a conversation about wearing a Dickie.
All right, now, on the subject of ventriloquist, there's a movie, 1978, called Magic, with Anthony Hopkins, Burgess Meredith, and Anne Margaret. One of the best movies ever made. And Anthony Hopkins obviously has a psychological issue like he does in most movies. And Burgess Meredith says, "Make fats shut up." And he couldn't make the dummy shut up because it was such a part of his personality. It is unbelievable.
This is pre-Chucky, okay, guys? And if you watch it tonight, I don't care how old it is, it'll still scare the bejesus out of you.
It will. Magic.
Just so we're clear, topics on this show the last couple of weeks has been random basketball cameos in movies, the sexuality of Daryl Dragon, and now ventriloquist movies.
Wasn't there one other one even
worse?
Where
did we come on the sexuality?
Captain and Tennille.
Daryl Dragon, where sexuality.
Where did we come down on that? The sexuality thing.
Now, he was married.
I think that was inconclusive.
Tony.
Didn't you get that confirmed from two sources?
No, John Carney said that he is friendly with Tony Tennille and that they were happily married for nearly 40 years. And he said, I guess he could have been faking it. Okay. How is that inconclusive? Yeah.
Hoff really making a journalistic jump there.
That wasn't me. That was the dummy. That's why you have a little dummy as part of your act. When they say something offensive, you say it wasn't me.
Yes.
That's the SEC loophole.
Yeah.
And that was La Russa with the book. It wasn't me. It was Buzz. When the book came out, anything that was considered questionable
I just got a picture of a mobster with a black turtleneck on. You're right, Frank. This is a good look for a hitman. I'm going black turtleneck. Maybe tomorrow.
That photo they sent in is a cross between Abe Vigoda and Anthony Bourdain. I want to know when this is on. Are you guys still on TV? You guys are on. We're the ones that are off.
We're not supposed to watch it, though.
We're not supposed to watch.
Yeah, we're supposed to support.
What are we supposed to watch? Channel 4 at this point?
You're right. Horace the only one without scandal.
Doug Vaughn's probably wearing a turtleneck. I could see him.
Yeah, but his turtleneck would actually be a turtleneck from 1978. Fair. Right, I'm trying to wear a new one here.
Do you think you'll get any backlash either from management or from old ladies that might be watching?
There's a possibility.
The latter.
Yeah.
My first day on the air at Fox 2, I got a call off air. This is before cell phones. At my desk, they said, "You have a call." I'm like, "Oh, my God, that's terrible." And it was this great friend of mine's dad, Mr. Baxendale. And he said, "I just watched you on there. I want you to sit up straight, watch your grammar, and get a new tie." That was after my first day on the air. This is
really?
One of my
other than that,
you know,
great job.
Dad-like mentors growing up, Mr. B, on the phone after my first sportscast.
Wow.
And then the next time I saw him, he gave me a handful of ties that he had bought at Sam's.
Oh, Sam's?
Yeah, and I said, "Is this really
not Sam Cavato?"
Not Sam Cavato. He bought these along with a tub of Cheetos. These were not exactly upgrades when it came to my wardrobe.
All right, we have to break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dino. Get his take on his upcoming new outstanding talk show right here on KFNS 590 The Fan.